Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara here is continuing the shak of the tire that it started earlier on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara had a shaila on Daf Ayin Gimel, is an oral mutta b'meiser or asa b'meiser. The question was, do you learn that from Kachim that just like an oral is asa b'kachim, who then an oral is asa b'meiser? Or no, since meiser is more kal, you can't learn that from kachim that an oral is asa b'meiser. That was the Gemara Shaila on Daf Ayin Gimel, and the Gemara here in Daf Ayin Dalet discusses different rayas to the Shaila. The Gemara in the Maskana brings that Rabbi Yitzchak held that an oral is asa b'meiser, because he had a Xavier Shava from Pesach. It says Mimenu by meiser, it says Mimenu by Pesach, just like Mimenu by meiser. Pesach, I mean, an oral is aser. So to the Menu by Maisa means an oral is aser. That seems to be the maskan of the Gemara. The Gemara early also was mashma that according to Rabbi Kiva that holds that an oral is ketame, and it's pasha that an oral is aser b'maisa. He's ketame, so vadi is aser b'maisa, just like he's aser b'chuma. Now Rashi also says, Eifenart, and he's coming from the Gemara earlier, Afayin Bezim and Bez, that according to Rabbi Kiva, an oral is also aser b'para. Rabbi Kiva was marba oral ketame, and oral is aser b'para. Now, the Marsha asks, how could an oral be asa b'para, even according to Rabbi Akiva? Why can't we say a kal v'chaymer? If a tful yayim, which is asa b'truma, is mutter b'para, so an oral, which is mutter b'truma, kal v'chaymer is mutter b'para. Even though an oral is asa b'achilis truma, but an oral is mutter b'negiyas truma, why don't you have the kal v'chaymer, it's mutter b'para? He asks this on the Taisus. Taisus says exactly this kal v'chaymer, l'gabe einan. The Gemara says, einan is mutter b'para. And Taisa says the same thing, because if a tful yayim is mutter b'para, kol shken an einan. You find that an einan is asa b'meiser, that's only achilas meiser, but negiyas meiser, an einan is mutter. So merely you can make the kal v'chaymer. Why don't you say the same thing with aral? The Zog de Marsha, Rashi earlier said that an aral, according to Bekiva, aral is ketame, an aral is mamish tame. So mela, an aral that touches chuma would take a pasal to chuma. An aral is asa b'negiyas chuma. So you can't bring a raya if a tful yayim, which is asa b'chuma, is mutter b'para. An aral, which is mutter b'chuma, kolshkin, it's mutter b'para. Because an aral is asa b'chuma, an aral is more chaman than tful yayim. Even for negiya, an aral is more chaman than tful yayim, an aral is asa b'chuma b'kachim. Zok de Marsha, that's shittas Rashi. If he shittas Rashi, an aral is asa b'para. An aral is huwa din asa b'negiya as chuma b'kachim. The Rambam paskins an aral is kasha lahazis. An aral is mutter b'par. Who within the Rambam doesn't bring anything about an aral being asa b'negiyas chuma v'kachim? Only b'achila. So Pashas, he says, you'd say, the Rambam paskin, like Rabbi Eliezer, that he doesn't paskin aral is ketame. So Mela coined Rabbi Eliezer, aral is not ketame. There's just a din, l'gabi achila. You learn out chuma from Karim Pesach, then his aral is asa from Chuma from Teisha v'sacher. And l'gabi meisu, he has Reb Yitzchak, that you have aral is asa b'meisu, because of mimenu, and everything is good. But a paradumi is mutter. But Zok de Marsha, no. The Rambam says in Milch Hilchas Meisu Sheni, Perik Gimel, ha'aral ketame. And that's why it's asa b'meisu. If the Rambam says ha'aral ketame, that's Rabbi Akiva. Vice says the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, and still the Rambam holds that an aral is kasha lahazis para aduma. And what's the pshat? Because the Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi. The Rambam holds that an aral for negiyas chuma is definitely mutter. An aral is not tame. He definitely could touch chuma. It doesn't say anywhere that an aral could be metame chuma. The Rambam holds, even Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that way. Since an aral is mutter b'negiyas chuma, so koshkein will be mutter b'azos para koshkein from tful yayim. If a yayim, which is asur, the negiyas chuma is mutter b'para, so an aral which is mutter negiyas chuma, koshkin is mutter b'para, that's the pshat in the Rambam. All this the Marsha says here on the Fayin Dalet, on the Taisus of Maskal Einim mutter b'para. Now, the Marsha that says that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, b'emisim atzasi lo'ichavir, the Kesef Mishnah says that. Kesef Mishnah says on this Rambam that says aral ketamei, and that's why it's asa b'meiser, Kesef Mishnah says, the Makar is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Aral Katame. It's a Mishnah in Ilchus Meisah Sheni. It's Peldik Shver. First of all, the Gemara in the Fayin Gimel Mabez is very clear that according to Rabbi Kiva, an Aral is also Bepara. The Gemara brings a Braisa, says Aral is Mutta, Aral is Kashal Hazis. Then the Gemara has a Kasha from Braisa, says an Aral is Pasal Hazis. And the Gemara says the second brayso goes like Rabbi Akiva, the Mashvi Arul Katami. If the Rambam says the Arul is kasha lahazitz, the Chayr it's mefurish that he doesn't pass like Rabbi Akiva. It's one kasha, and this kasha is asked by the Kainu Ema on the Marsha, and by the Lecha Mishnah, is in Hilchas Chagiga, Perik Aleph, he asks it on the Rambam, on the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchas Maisa Sheni, that says the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says clearly, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is an issa lahazitz. This might depend exactly how we learn Rava's objection there, to say Arul Katame. Maybe there's a way out of this question. There's another Peladik Akasha on both the Kesef Mishnah and the Marashah. To say that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchas Trumas clearly, when he brings down the Halacha that Arul is also B'Truma, he brings down the limit of Taisha V'Sacher. Clearly, like Rabbi Eliezer. It's Taka Tmi on the Kesef Mishnah and on the Marashah that says the Ram passes like Rabbi Akiva when the Ram in Hilchas Trumas clearly passes like Rabbi Eliezer. Well, that L'chaya, it's also often a Gemara that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's also L'hazis. And this is how most Achrayim learn, that if added the Ram and passes like Rabbi Eliezer, holds it's also B'meiser because it is Zer Shavu Mimenu. No, it's very how we answer the Kesef Mishnah, the Marashah's Dig and the Rambam and Meiser Sheni, that the Rambam says Arul Katame. Arul Katame. The Rambam is like this: Arul Katame v'machal ma'aser sheni leikem in atayir kederuk shaleik al achilas truma. Rambam goes on that truma kriya kaidish u'ma'aser sheni kriya kaidish einem by kaidish laHashem. So the first kasha in the Rambam is in the pashas that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Eliezer, like he says in Hilchas Trumas clearly perik zayin that he learns at the drasha of Taisha v'Sacher. Also because he says in Hilchas Paraduma that Arul is kasha laHazais and the Gemara sounds clear that according to Bikiva it's not. How do you answer why he says Arul Katame, and that's why he's asked the B'maisa Sheni? Adik. The second kasha is, the Rambam seems to bring another drasha. The Rambam says that the reason why an Arul is like him when he eats Maisa Sheni, the reason why he's like him in a Torah, Kederuk Shalaik Al-Achilas Truma, he says, Shat Truma Kriya Kaidish, U'maisa Sheni Kari Kaidish, Shanema B'Kaidish Lashem. Where did the Rambam get this drasha from? Who state is that drasha? The Gemara's drasha was from Imenu. Where did the Rambam get this drasha of Kaidish Kaidish from Truma? The Gemara learns that Mimenu from Karban Pesach. Zayis V'ayin, you can't learn out Maisa Sheni from Truma. There's a lot of things that Truma has that's not B'maisa, like the Gemara said before in the Fayin Gimel. Truma is Asa L'Zarim, there's a Chi of Misa V'Chaimish, which you don't have by Maisa. So if there's a Limud, so maybe you should say that Maisa Sheni is Asa L'Zarim. Doesn't sound like there's any Limud between Maisa Sheni and Truma. So where did the Rambam get this Limud that they both say Kaidish? And Mameli can learn out Maisa Sheni from Chuma. They say this limud, the Gemara says a different limud, the Gemara says a limud of Mimenu. This is the kashas on the Rambam. And there in Chamuner, Reb Chaim Knievsky says two mahalchim to answer the Rambam. The first mahalach he says is like this. What the Rambam was bothered with, that he said ha'arul katame lefichach asa b'maisa sheni, and he also said this drasha that Maisa Sheni is called Kaidish and Chuma is called Kaidish, Avadi understood that the limud of Maisa Sheni was a limud Mimenu Mimenu like the Gemara says. Rambam was bothered, if you're learning out from Karban Pesach, the din of Arul, so how could you learn out from Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach has a lot of different dinim that Maisa Sheni doesn't have. Karban Pesach, there's an Isser of Ben Nechar, there's a din of Mila Schar of Avadov, there's other dinim. You don't learn out all the dinim. Why punk the din Arul is learned out to Maisa Sheni, like, and the din of Ben Nechar, and the din of Mila Schar of Avadov not? So now the Rambam wants a miyash of this. So the Rambam says the reason is like this. Because Arul is like Tamei. Arul is very similar to Tamei. But Edson, you wouldn't learn out Stam the Dinim of Karban Pesach to the Dinim of Maisa Sheni. But the Din Arul, which is connected to the Din Tamei, even not according to Rabbi Akiva, has a Dinion. Arul is similar to Tamei. The Mela, that's Mestabit to learn out. Why? Because since Chuma is called Kaidish, and Maisa Sheni is called Kaidish, and we find by Truma Nisra Arelus, and we find by Truma Nisra Tumah. The pshat is that the same problem Kaidish has with the Tumah, Kaidish has with an Arul. Same type of thing. So Mela Maisa Sheni, which happens also to be called Kaidish, and you see there's a problem of Tumah, so Mestamah is a problem of Arelus also, because Arelus is similar to Tumah in the Prat, that they both can't get along with Kaidish. Shagin, other problems Karban Pesach has, which you don't find Chuma has, you don't find Chuma has these problems. So Mamela, it doesn't seem like Kaidish can't get along with it, like Amaris Das or Mila Skarev Avadov. It's not a problem by Kaidish, because you could eat Chuma. Even a Ben Echa could eat Chuma. Mila Skarev Avadov is not Makif for meeting Chuma. Mela, who would the Maisa Sheni not? That's his first mahalach. But I don't understand this mahalach at all. For me, it's very schwer. Because the Rambam was tali tanya b'dalai tanya. By Chum also, you can ask the same question. Chum has a limud from Karban Pesach, Taisha v'sacha, Taisha v'sacha. Meiser has a limud from Karban Pesach, Mimenu, Mimenu. It's the same kasha Chum as Meiser Sheni. Not us, but we have a teretz. The Gemara before answered the teretz. Why by Truma the limud is dafka reilus and it's not milas charev avadav and it's not ben echar. The Gemara says because milas charev avadav, it says malta isa az yechol boy, that boy milas charev avadav makav a milas charev avadav makav v'truma, and the same thing by ben echar called ben echar echol boy ena echol aval echol b'meiser. The Gemara says it actually says meiser. Isa says it's the same thing. Boy excludes everything else. Boy by Hamaris Das excludes everything else. Boy by Mila Skarv Avadov excludes everything else. And that's the same time for Truma as you have for Meiser Sheni. The Gemara said another thing by Truma. The Gemara wanted to know that maybe Einan. The Gemara said that the meat is by Truma. Kol Zer Leyechel Kaidish. Zer Samaiti Lach Veloyaninus. And the Gemara discusses that there. But that's not negated to Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is also Einan. The other questions of Mila Skarv Avadov and Ben Echar, that is answered by the Gemara, that there's an exclusion in the parasha of Pesach, that this is exclusive to Pesach and to nothing else, like Taisus explains. So the Rambam wouldn't say that Aral is Ketame, and therefore just like Truma is an Issar Arelus, so too Meiser Sheni is an Issar Arelus, to explain why we're only learning out Arelus by Meiser Sheni and not anything else. Because the same kash you have by Meiser Sheni you have by Truma, and the same teretz. There's no reason for the Rambam to compare Meiser Sheni to Truma for that. V'divya gayin Abchaim Kievsky Tzvichamiyin case. Now Abchaim says another teretz there in Derech Emuna, and that teretz l'chayr is a very geshmaka teretz. And I'll be marchiv a little bit on it. And he says the reason why the Rambam said Arul Katame, and the reason why the Rambam went and said his own drasha of Kaidish, is to answer the Smag's kasha. The Smag had the following kasha. The Rambam, in his Minyan from Tayag Mitzvahs, counts a mitzvah, one of the Tayag Mitzvahs Laisis is, one of the Shasa Mitzvahs Laisis is, that an Aral can't eat Truma. The Aral can't eat Truma, you have this Lima, Taisha Vesacha, Taisha Vesacha, that teaches you an Aral can't eat Truma, becomes one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. An Aral can't eat Truma. Fact is smag, so why don't you have another one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, that an Aral can't eat Meiser Sheni? And the Smag Taka counts it as the second one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. But the Rambam only counts the mitzvah of Aral Kani Truma. And like the Minchas Chinuch, in Simon Reish Pei Beis explains, it's not only a kash in the Minyan and Mitzvahs, there's an Afkamina Lahalacha also. If the din of Truma and the din of Meiser Sheni is the same Isser, it's the same mitzvah, it's not considered two mitzvahs. So if some would have a half of Kezayis of Truma and a half of Kezayis of Meiser Sheni, so then he'll get Malkus, because it's one Isser. But if, like the Smag, you count it as two different mitzvahs, so if an Aral would eat half of a Kezayis of Truma and half of a Kezayis of Meiser Sheni, would not get Malkus, because this Isser has a Chatzishia, and that Isser has a Chatzishia. It's not Mitzdarf. If they're the same Isser, so it's like eating half a Kezayis of Nevela from a Shor and half a Kezayis of Nevela from a Kevis. They're both Nevela, they're both Mitzdarf. If they're different Isurim, that's like eating a half a Gezayis of Nevela and half a Gezayis of Chazir. Two different Isurim. One's L'Seichel Nevela, one's L'Seichel Chazir. You don't get Malkus. But this is the Smag's Kasha. Why does the Rambam count only one mitzvah of an Aral not eating Truma? Why doesn't he count another mitzvah of Aral not eating Meiser Sheni? Zagdib Chaim Knievsky, the Rambam's trying to answer this Kasha. Because they're the same thing. They're the same Isur. An Aral is like Tamei. Just like we find the Tamei can eat Kaddish, like it says, like we learn towards the end of this blot, Le'echel min HaKachim is going on Meiser Sheni and going on Truma and going on Kachim, Tamei can eat Kaddish. One Issa for everything. So who would then the Issa Arelos, the Aral is Kitamei? Rabbi Kiva's Joshua that Aral is Kitamei b'chol makim. But Nachdem, that you have the Pasuk that says, that an Aral can eat Truma and can eat Meiser Sheni. It's Hainuach. What's stated in the Pasuk is that an Aral has the same Sula Guf as Tamei, like we were marchiv in the previous Shia, from Reb Chaim, that the din of Achila is totally the din Sula Guf, and an Aral has a similar Sula Guf to Tamei. Abi Achila did the same, and that's the Rambam Ma'aril Kitame. It's the same idea. And Maisa Sheni is just like Chuma. They're both Kaidish. Chuma is called Kaidish. Maisa Sheni is called Kaidish. There's one Isser. The Isser is an Aril, like a Tame, can't eat Kaidish. It's one shame. Make a difference if it's this Kaidish, it's the Kaidish of Chuma, the Kaidish of Kachin, the Kaidish of Maisa Sheni. It's all one thing. So that's the Arichas of the Rambam. The Rambam tells you that Aril is Asa b'Maisa Sheni. So you want to know, why isn't that a separate Issa? Why is it the same Issa as Aril Asa b'Chuma? It's like, no, that's Tama Aril is Asa b'Maisa Sheni. And Aril is like Tame, and just like we find by Chuma, which is Kaidish. And Aril is Asa because, and the same reason for Tame is Asa, because Tuma and Kedusha, the Psula Guf of Tuma and Kedusha don't go together. And the same thing in Aril, same problem. The Gemara is Lashon, Aril is Mois, has a problem with Kaidish. The Mamela, the Lima that tells you there's an Isser, Achilas Meiser, it's Oisei Isser from the Isser of Achilas Chuma. That's Reb Chaim Knievsky's Teretz. And I want to be Meisef one more Nakuda. There's a Brisker Rav in Ilchus Macholas Asuris that takes issue with what the Minchas Chinuch said there in Chagav here in Mitzvah Reish Pei Beis. Minchas Chinuch says, like when he explained what we explained before, that there's an afkamina lalacha between the Rambam and the Smag, that according to the Rambam, it's one Issa Chuma Maisa Sheni, so a half a Kazayis of Chuma, half a Kazayis of Maisa Sheni will be Mitztarif. And according to the Smag, it's two Isurim, so the two half a Kazayis will not be Mitztarif. So in that shtickle, the Minchas Chinuch said that according to everyone, Kachim is a separate Isser. Because the Rambam does count two mitzvahs. He counts a mitzvah and Arul can eat Pesach. And he counts another mitzvah that Arul can eat Chuma. So Kachim is a different mitzvah than Chuma. That the din of Arul eating Kachim, that's Nichol and din of the Issa Arul of eating Karm Pesach. From the Issa of Arul eating Karm Pesach, that we see the Issa of Arul eating Kachim. And from Taisha Vesachir, and from Imenu, we know the Issa of Chuma and Maisa Sheni, and that's considered one Issa. So Pesach and Kachim are one mitzvah, and Chuma and Maisa Sheni is the second mitzvah. Zakti Briski Rav Nochas Machos Asuris, the Rambam's Mefurish not that way. The Rambam in the Minyan and Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuflam and Hay says, the Mitzvah Shal Yechel Oil Chuma Vahuadin Lashar Kachim. Rambam writes, clearly like Rabbi Eliezer, Vedavaz Alamdu Akasim and Apesach Lixer Shav, Vaina Beferish Minatayra. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, that's in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which is the beginning of the Rambam in Yad. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, same thing. Hizim Ilechel Oil Chuma Vahuadin Lashar Kachim. Also, he says the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis. He says Atam b'yaisakay in Arul. The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis beginning in a parak here in Arul. B'yaisakay in Arul leechel b'tshuma v'kachim. Mashneim b'pesach teisha v'sachal leechel bay. V'ayim b'tshuma teisha kain v'sachal leechel bay. U'kamei shar lein leechel b'pesach. Because it says chal Arul leechel bay. Kamei kain leechel Arul b'tshuma v'kachim. Mefurish in the Rambam in three places that. The two mitzvahs are, one is an Aral Kani to Karban Pesach, and the second is an Aral Kani Chuma and Kachim. And like we bring from Chaim Knievsky, like the Rambam, Maiseh Sheni is Bechlal Kodesh. Like the Rambam here says in Ilchus Maiseh Sheni. I like the Minchas Chinuch that puts Kachim together with Pesach. Vanir Bebir Zeh, a portion of beer. Without the Gzeirah Shava, Avadu, we would never know that an Aral is also B'Kachim altogether. We'd say it's a din miyuchad by Pesach, just like Milas Charev Avodah, just like Ben Echar. When we have a Gzeirah Shava that tells you an Aral is Asa B'Truma, from that Gzeirah Shava we know Kachim also, B'Kal V'Chaymer. If the Gzeirah Shava, if Truma is Asa, Kachim even more Kaidish than Truma, Avad the Kachim Asa. We still don't know Maisa Sheni, Kal Michama Layalif, like the Gemara says. We have a Gzeirah Shava, Mimenu, who tells you Maisa Sheni also. But it's one din. The din of Taisha V'Sacha tells you an Aral is also with Kaidish. Aral is also with holy food. Whether it's Kachim, whether it's Chumah, the Maaseh Sheni, it's all one din. The Issa Aral B'Pesach is at Tzveita Din. The Issa Aral B'Pesach is not because Pesach is Kaidish. Pesach has a lot of restrictions. Ben Eicha can't eat Pesach. Milas Charev Avodah from Akif from Pesach. It's not just that an Aral can't eat Kaidish. Pesach, when the carbon Pesach, the Torah had very stark kvedus on. Not because it's Kaidish, because it's a Pesach. You can't put the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim into the Isra of Aral B'Achilas Kachim to the Isra of Aral B'Achilas Pesach. Achilas Pesach is much more restricted than Kachim. It belongs in the Isra of Chuma, like we're saying with the Chaim Knesset, with the Rambam, that's Kodesh. That's a general list on Kaddish. That's the Eimek Bia of the Rambam, Lefir Reb Chaim Knievsky, why he says the Oral is Ketame, and why he says that just like Ma'aseh Sheni is called Kaddish, just like an Oral is also Betruma, so does also Ma'aseh Sheni, is being Magdir, what exactly this Isser is, and showing you how it's all one Isser, that you don't count it as a separate mitzvah in the Tayag, and if you eat half of Gezayis of Ma'aseh Sheni, half of Gezayis of Truma, you would be like it. And now I'm in the Inyan to discuss another Nakuda, which comes up here, which is that the Rambam counts the din, the mitzvah of a Isser, of an Aral eating Truma, as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. And this goes, I'm going to bring up this Inyan, even though it's a very great Inyan, and I can only discuss Mamish the Rosh Prakim, it's a Shveri Inyan, but I'm just going to bring it up as it came up. The Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, has 14 Shroshim, 14 Darim, what's considered a mitzvah from the Tayag mitzvahs, what's not. And that's when he gives over his whole sheet there, how he counted the Tayag mitzvahs. He gives you the Gdarim, the Klolim, what's counted as a separate mitzvah, what's not. His second klal is that mitzvahs have to be mefurish in the Pasuk. Something learned out from the Midrash that Torah Nidreshes then is not considered a mitzvah from the Tayag mitzvahs. But he says one exception. The exception is if the Gemara says about that thing that you learn out from the Tayag mitzvahs that it is Dvar Torah, that it is Gufei Torah, that it is Deiraisa. If the Gemara says that, then you could count it as a Tayag mitzvahs. But if the Gemara doesn't, and you learn out the mitzvah from the Tayag mitzvahs, the thing from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Men, it's not from the Tayag mitzvahs. And the things that he excludes because of that is like Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Es L'Rabbis Tamidei Chachamim, that some count the mitzvah of Merit Tamidei Chacham. He says you can. It's a limud. It's a ribui. It's just like nobody counts Kabet Es Avicha Es L'Rabbis Echicha Agadol. As well as other limudim that the Gemara learns out, different mitzvahs from the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Men, he says they're not counted as mitzvahs unless the Gemara says it's deraisa. Like I said, the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah, the mitzvah that an Aral cannot eat truma. The Rambam takes pains to say the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, his lashon is, Zayis achila le'isbara b'kosev, aval hinu medes m'gzer shava, v'amekablim biru al zeh, shezeh iser humi deraisa. That's what he says in Sefer Mitzvahs. In the Minyan of Mitzvahs, he says similar. V'ze lamdu ha-kasev v'na pesach v'gzer shava v'eina b'feresh min ha-tayra v'mpia shmu lamdu she'isa arl b'katshe migufei tayra v'eina b'diver sefer. Which he means like this. There'd be a kash on him. How could he count the iser of an arl eating truma? Not in the pasuk. It's learned from v'gzer shava. It's learned from the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Men. And in that, his answer is because it says says that it's deraisa. Now, on this yisayin that the Rambam says that you can count things that learned out from the Yigim Amidus, there's a lot of discussion about it. And Bekitzer, the Ramban in the Hasagas to Sefer HaMitzvahs, Yishayinim, like the Ravid at the end of Perek Yom HaHalchus Ishus, the Rajba in Tshuva Chelek Beis Simen Reish Lamed, the Rivash in Tshuva Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, they all understood what the Rambam meant was, is that unless the Torah tells you about a drasha from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Men that it is Deiraisa, you have to assume that it's the Rabbanan. And the Ramban is very, very upset about this. He calls it a Sheirish Peri Reish V'lana V'yishtakach Adav L'yomer. And he brings Kama V'kamerai, he said it's impossible to say it. I've had everything learned out from the Yigal Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Men, from Ibuyim, from whatever it is, the all the Raisa Mamish. And that's what the scum of the Yishayim seem to be. But it's Shver, it's like Shver to say that the Rambam didn't hold that way. But in the Sefer Zohar Kiyah from the Rishbats, he goes and says, Barichus, Avada, that's not what the Rambam meant. And he proves it from the Rambam's own Lashon, different things that the Rambam says. Clear the Rambam also held it was the Raisa. Now the Pshat in the Rambam is that Legabi Minyan HaMitzvahs only what's Mefurish in the Torah. Even though it's the Raisa, but doesn't go into the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Megillas Esther holds this way, and I come and Mefurishim. Now both Mahalach and Mashver, the Mahalach to say the Rambam held that anything that wasn't in the Yud Gimel, anything that's learned out from Yud Gimel Midas is the Rabbanan. So you can understand that there's an exception whenever the Gemara says it's deraisa. So obviously they knew that this particular thing, there is a halacha l'mayishim misinai, clearly it's deraisa. And the limud from the Yud Gimel Midas is just to find the remis to that halacha That's klar. The chilik between whether the Gemara says it's the Reis or not is very clear. Something learned out from Midrash is the Rabbanan. The Gemara says it's the Reis, so the Gemara means that even that this really was Halach al Meshi Mesinei also. So it's clearly the Reis. And the drash is only to find the Rem is written in the Pasuk. The Shverikait is, like the Ramban asks from Kama v'Kama Reis, that Avada, anything learned out from Halach al Meshi Mesinei, even if the Gemara doesn't tell you that it's the Reis, has to be the Reis. But if you learn like the Tashbats, the Zayir Akiya, it's also Shver, because even though we can understand that could be in the minion of Tayak Mitzvahs, minion only includes things that are Mefurish B'Tayak, not things that are learned out, that's possible. But why would it make a difference if the Gemara says about a particular thing that's their Isa? They're all their Isa. So what the Gemara said about this thing is their Isa. That should make it in the minion of Mitzvahs. Everything learned that from a Josh is their Isa. So now, if you mean if the Gemara said that it was their Isa, or we know for sure it's their Isa, because it's learned that from the Josh, from the Igmum Midrash Atayin Adrashis Ben. So both ways are very shver. Ruch official Brilar brings in his Mavoi, when he discusses the Sherish Hashemi in the Rambam, that there are Achrainim that try to take a middle darga. That Gvada Maskim to the Ramban, that they're all considered Min HaTayr, that not the Rabbanan. But on the other hand, they hold it has a lesser darga. There's a darga of Mefurish B'Tayra, and there's a darga what the Rambam calls Midivei Seifrim, which is not on the same darga, it's not on the same level as things that are Mefurish B'Tayra. And when the Gemara says it, it's their Isa, so now we know that it is on the same level. That's taught to be a Rachav, and like a Bruchim Fisher Perlow asks on them, very hard for the Rambam to say this without a very clear makar. Me'echet Tesa to make a third darga, there's a Daraisa, it's one darga, there's the Rabbanan, that's another darga, and in the middle, there are things that aren't Mefurish B'Tayra, but then Nilmud from the Joshis, and that's like a middle darga. Very, very shver. Zayis V'Oid, if the Gemara mentions that something's Daraisa, how do we know the Gemara means that it's all the way in the darga of Mefurish B'Tayra? Maybe the Gemara just means it's Daraisa, meaning it's not Darabanan. Marshall, where did the Gemara say clearly that an oral not-eating truma is Dvar Tayra? The Rambam says, and Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says exactly where the Gemara said it. He got it from the Gemara. The Gemara said early in Daf Ayin Beis, Dvar Tayra Moshech Eichel B'Truma. In Devrayim, they were Gazu Olam. They Shanira Ka'aral. So you see a Moshech is not an Aral, Midaraisa. Moshech is someone who had a Bris Mila, and they just pulled over the Arla, over the Atara, pulled over the skin under the Arla, over the Atara, to make it look like an Aral. The Gemara says, Dvar Tayra, he's not an Aral. Dvar Tayra Moshech Eichel B'Truma, Devrayim Gazu Olam. That clearly indicates that an Aral Mamish is Dvar Tayra. If a Moshech is Dvar Tayra, he could eat, but it's Nirik Aral, so they have Xeir, so an Aral Alain, Avada, in them state, Dvar Tayra, he can eat. That's what the Rambam says, Mefurish and Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's where he got that the Gemara says it's their Isa. So the problem is, where did the Gemara say over there that it's in the Dargah of Mefurish B'Tayra? All the Gemara said was that a Moshech is completely the Rabbanan. That would imply that an Aral is Al-Kopanami Der Isa. But where would you get that it's like Mefurish B'Tayra? These are the kashas, these are the problems with the Rambam of Sherisheni, both the klal that he said and the exception that he makes when the Gemara says it's Der Isa. I said there's a tremendous amount of raid on it for Basi Rakla here. And now let's go weiter. Let's see the Gemara towards the end of the Amud. The Gemara by Amr Ish Lakish. The Gemara says like this: Amr Ish Lakish, Amr Av Samya. Minayin l'maisa sheni shenitma shemutu l'seichai. You know that maisa sheni that becomes tummy, you're allowed to smear it on yourself. Shenema v'leinasati mimenu l'meis. I didn't give from the maisa sheni to a dead person. L'meisu d'leinasati. I didn't give it to a dead person. Alachai dumi d'meis. But a live person that's similar to a meis. Nasati I gave. Ezedava sheshava b'chaim uv a meisum ava'im mezusicha. What thing could be done by both live and dead people? Obviously, eating and drinking can't be done by dead people. It must be sicha. So, if sicha is aser only to a dead person, vaisa sicha na maisa sheni shenitma is mutter to a live person. That's the Gemara. What's the chiddush that you're allowed to do sach with maisa sheni shenitma? Why not? So Rashi says, afgav the kaimel and sicha kashtia, vavli kamanda shasi le betuma. In other words, the Havamin ubi asr is because sicha kishtia, something which is asr to drink, it's also asr to be siach, sicha kishtia. So that the Gemara says, but my sisheni shenit may have an exception, that you could do sicha. And not only Shainim hold sicha kishtia, there's a Rabbeinu Tam, It's brought in Yuma Dafayin Zayin that holds that the whole din of Sicha Kishti is Derabanan, and the Isser of Sicha Kishti and Derabanan is only by Yom Kippurim and by Chuma. By other Isurim, there is no Isser of Sicha Kishti. Could be Chuma is different because by Chuma there's a din of Leichalu. The Gemara Nida Daflamid Beis, Leichalu teaches you Sach. Al Kopanim, Kamri Shainim hold that there's no Isser of Sicha Kishti stand by Shari Surya Teira. So according to those Yishayinim, why does the Gemara need a Chiddush that Maisa Sheni Shenibma is Mutal L'Seichai anyway than all the Sicha Kishtiya B'chal HaTeri Kula? So I want to say a Pasha to Teretz. Mentioned in the previous Shia Machloikis Rashi, the other Yishayinim and the Rambam, what's the Issa of L'Bi'atu Mena B'Tomei? According to Rashi, the Issa of L'Bi'atu Mena B'Tomei is a Hemshech of the Issa of what you M'choyif to do B'Tahara. B'Tahara you're not allowed to destroy it because it's Nitna L'Achilish Siya V'Sicha. So now it becomes tamei. Now you can't eat it or drink it. So you'd have a havam and you're allowed to destroy it. Kamash mon, the issa stays even when it's tamei. Like Rashi says, v'kol shkein b'tar. That's what Rashi says. In gimel amet aleph, the umaskav ilu osu levarim en betumam. And on ayin gimel amet beis, the umaskav heichem muzer al achila. So according to Rashi, sicha is of course not nichlal net issa. Sicha is mutter when it's tar. So you don't have the issa v'bi'ayt yimene b'tamei on sicha. If you're allowed to do sicha ma'aseh sheni tar, so kol shekein you're allowed to do the ma'aseh sheni tamei. The issue is just the hemshech of what's asa b'tara because it's leinit na lachil shi'a v'sicha. So Rashi has to say, so what is the havamina that there should be an issa sicha ma'aseh sheni shenitma? Rashi has to say, fakert, because sicha kishtia. Sicha kishtia, so male is a havamina that it's asa. Mashenken, the other Rishayin of the Rambam, that says that the issa of b'ayit yimene b'tamei is an issa because of the tumah. Not a hemshech of ma'aseh sheni tar. The tumma makes it aser. It's like a hemshech of the issa achilu b'tumma. When the Torah asks an achilu b'tumma, le'bi'at men b'tumma tells you that everything else is aser. Also, any type of anah that you're going to have when you destroy it, like a locus and air fire with a net, is also becomes aser. So memela, it's pasha that sicha should be aser. That's mamish le'bi'at men b'tumma. That's mamish b'mavar b'tumma. Not al sicha kishtia. Because it's just like lighting a fire with it. That means using it when it's tamei. That's what's asa. So avada sicha would also be asa. Mainly, you need a bezunder chiddush from the pasuk to tell you it's mutter. Otherwise, it would be nichal lebi'ayt yimene b'tamei. Ken nir pashat. Al kabanim, the Gemara learns out the heter because since it says an iser of using the shemen for a mace, so that tells you a heter that l'chai it's mutter. So the Gemara asks, "Akasha, maskel mezuzah ve'em alikach le'arim v'techrichim." Maybe when it says le'sat men le'meis, it doesn't mean sicha. It means buying an arim and techrichim with the meis sheni. But sicha, not discussing sicha. So where do you see in this a heter for a chai to do sicha? Maybe the pasuk's not discussing sicha. The pasuk's talking about likach men arim v'techrichim. Or it says to the yukim why it means sicha. Either because mimenu sounds like migufa, using the actual meis sheni, not buying something with it. And using actual ma'aseh sheni for mace can only be sicha. There's nothing else you could do with the actual ma'aseh sheni with the mace. And the second there, it says, since it says, le'echalti ba'ini mimenu, and then it says, le'esati menu le'mace, just like le'echalti means with the actual ma'aseh sheni, who would in le'esati means with the actual ma'aseh sheni? At kan the sugya. Now, Tosfos asks a kasha, that the Mishnah in ma'aseh sheni, okay, Mishnah Yud Beis, says that the iser of le'esati menu le'mace means liknas la'ev te'chichen. Unlike this Gemara, which is mashmal maskan, it's not al tzliknis la'ev v'techrichim, it's only as to do sicha. That's for Tosfos. So the two Mahalchim and the Rishayim and answer this kasha. Tosfos and the Dvar also says this holds that the pasuk means both. The pasuk means sicha to the mace. The pasuk means liknis la'ev v'techrichim. But the Gemara's kasha was maybe it only means liknis la'ev v'techrichim. Maybe it's not including sicha at all, so you can't be medayik halachai shari. Because we're not discussing sicha. So at the Gemara, two duke in the pasuk that were also discussing sicha. So Mela, as far as the sicha part is concerned, we can medayik call the chai shari. The Mishnah Ma'asheni is mevur, that besides for sicha, we're also discussing another thing, liknas le'arim v'techrichim. It's a mahalach of Tosfos and the Ritva. The Ramban says that it's a machlokes tana. He says, he brings a sefri, that the Mishnah of liknas le'arim v'techrichim, it says, is divrei Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Kiva says, a different shot in the pasuk, it's a machlokes tana. Agamar is going like the Tanam that hold it's talking about Sicha, and the Mishnah is going like the Tanam that hold it's talking about Liknis La'arim v'techrichim. The two Joachim had to learn the Pasuk when it's Satu Yemenu L'meis. It would seem to me, and I saw this light in the Derech Amuna from Chaim Knievsky, also learns this pshat, the Rambam also learns that there's two drachim. The Rambam also learns that the Mishnah of Liknas Darat Achrichim is arguing on this Gemara that says that it means Sicha, and he says that Rav Shlakish Amar Rav Sami was a Tanu who could argue on the Mishnah. That's what it says in Derech Amuna from Chaim Knievsky. And he says it in the Rambam like this, because the Rambam never brings the halacha that Maisa Sheni Shenit Mezmuta L'Seichai. He's mashma that halacha entirely. Out of a chayinim are bothered. Why was he mashma this halacha? Mechaya Pasha the Teretz. If you learn like the Ramban, that the Mishnah of Liknas Darat Achrichim is arguing on this Gemara. There's two pshatim in the Pasuk. When Satim and Lameis means, our Gemara holds it means Sicha, and the Mishnah holds it means Liknas Darat Achrichim, and it's a machlaikis. So the Rambam paskins like the Stam Mishnah, that it means Liknas Darat Achrichim, like the head you paskins, and Luchas Maisa Sheni Perikim Lalacha Yud. So Meili holds the Pasuk does not mean Sicha. If the Pasuk does not mean Sicha, so there's no Makar to be mat, there's Sicha, and Maisa Sheni Shenitma. Pashit Ramban, he says that the man, the Amma that learns Liknas Darat Achrichim, he holds that Sicha is mutter bein l'chai bein l'meis. But I don't understand the Ramban. The Gemara is mavur that you need a makar to be matir sicha l'chai, not a makar to asa sicha l'meis. Ramban al-Atari says mavur, she doesn't understand how could the pasuk could teach you to be asa sicha l'meis. That should be asal salabiyaitu mena b'tamei. Mitzarechi in Divir Ramban. But the Rambam, I think, is very clear. The Rambam holds that this pasuk, if you learn the pasuk sum at sicha, then the pasuk's coming to teach you that sicha's mutter l'chai b'maisa sheni shenitma. If you learn that the pasuk is going on havil arim v'tachrichim, so sicha's aser sai l'chai and sai l'meis, because that's le'bi'ay to meni b'tamei, that's destroying your b'tamei. It's aser l'chai and it's aser l'meis. As I l'chai pashiv shah in the Rambam, and I saw the Derech Amuna of Chaim Knievsky learns this way. And now let's discuss more b'pratius. What does the issa of l'nisatav menu l'meis, if you learn it means likness l'arim v'tachrichim, like the Mishnah Maisa Sheni says, what's exactly included in this Isser? What exactly is the gather of Isser of Liknas La'arim v'tachrichim? The Isser of Sicha, we understand. That's the Isser. It's like being Mavar B'tumah. The Sicha is being Mavar B'tumah, Sicha L'meis. We discussed the Heter of Sicha L'chaim. But what exactly is the Isser of Liknas La'arim v'tachrichim? So the Emes says it's a Machlekes Yishayim understanding this Isser of Liknas La'arim v'tachrichim. The Rambam and the Ramban and the Ridvam, they all hold that if the Isser is Liknas L'arim v'tachrichim, there's no Heta L'chai either. You're not Medayeg L'chai Dumi L'meis. Because it's Mefurish and Kama Mekayimis and Mesechtes Maisa Sheni, that there's an Isser Schayer for Maisa Sheni. It's also brought in the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nun Vavim and Aleph, that Maisa Sheni, you can't use to buy Behem Tmei Karkayus and Avodim. Can't sell Maisa Sheni. You're supposed to eat it, drink it, or Sicha, use it for selling. Ibezai, it's not only also to buy Arim v'tachrichim, it's also to buy anything with the Maisa Sheni. The Ramban al-Atai already asked the Kasha. Rashi on the Pasuk l'nisat v'menu l'meis in Kisavai, Rashi brings the Mishnah of l'havil Arim v'tachrichim, and the Ramban asks the Kasha, what does it mean? L'havil Arim v'tachrichim? It's also for everything. You're allowed to be paid it on Kesef Tzura, on money. You're not allowed to buy anything with the Maisa Sheni. What's the pshat? So the Rambam learns pshat in the Pasuk like this. The Rambam is in Hilchas Maisa Sheni, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud. He says, Maisa Sheni nitna l'achilu shtia. Shtem v'chalta shtem Hashem l'kecha v'sicha k'shtia. Maisa Sheni is only for achilu shtia and sicha. Also lo yitzia b'shayat shochav, you can't just spend it on anything. On likach b'kelem u'begonav avadim, to buy utensils, to buy clothing, to buy slaves. Shenemel in esati menu l'meis. Koloimar. Say si oisei b'dov v'sh'ene m'kayim esaguf. He says, l'nisati menu l'meis doesn't mean for a dead person. Means for anything dead, anything that's not alive. You could use it for alive. You could use it for eating, drinking, sicha, which is something which is for the body, something for the live goof. If you're using it for commerce, that's l'meis. Then he says, "Umhaytzi menu b'shaydvam afilu b'dvar mitzvah kegoyin shalacha kamenu arim v'tachrichim l'meis mitzvah hareis eichel keneg de b'tayrus meiser." If he throws an arim v'tachrichim as a rabusa, if you're using it even to buy an arim v'tachrichim for a meis mitzvah, then you eat it to connect the b'tayrus meiser. The Rambam learns l'nisati menu l'meis. The word l'meis means for anything which is not achil eshtiyu v'sicha. And that's what l'meis means. Davar she'eino mekayim esaguf. Why did the Gemara say l'havil arim v'tachrichim? It sounds from the Rambam he understood l'havil arim v'tachrichim is a rebusa. Even for something so important like an arim v'tachrichim for a meis mitzvah, he didn't use the meis esheni for it. The Ramban al-Tayr doesn't like this pshat. He says it's not the pshat in the pasuk. Lames means a dead person. But he is maskim that you could learn the pshat that it means to buy an arm of the chrichim for a mace. And who would then anything else you want to use it for, anything besides achil shtiva sicha, anytime you're spending it, you're buying something with it. The reason why the Torah said lames was the rebusa. Even such an important thing as a mace, I also didn't do. Al kopanim, the Ramban in our sugya, and the Ridvan our sugya, and the Ramban al Torah, and the Rambam all hold that the isav and the sadimen of the mace is including any type of schayra. Can't use my shen, you could pay it on a kesef tzura, you could buy other food with it, but you can't use it to buy anything else. And Emerson, Rashi holds that already you know from V'achalta. V'achalta tells you, you can only be done for achil shtiyu sicha. That's what Rashi says. His Rishayim, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ridva, they don't know it from V'achalta, they know it from L'sati Yemenu L'meis, which includes any type of tzarechim use the Meis Hashemi for, except for achil shtiyu v'sicha. L'nisati Yemenu L'meis means sicha of the Meis Hashemi gufa, then you have a dik, hol l'chai shari. But if L'nisati Yemenu L'meis means likachal arim v'tachrichim, that's an inclusive issa for anything. That's one mahalach in the Rishayim. The Baalei Taisvis, the Taisvis is here on Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph, the V'maschul Nichse Kain. It's also above Metziah Daf Nun Gimel. Also in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Beizim and Beiz. Taisvis holds that even when you have the Gemara of Nisat Men L'meis, meaning Arim V'Tachrichim, and like Taisvis Mahalach was that we hold the both Pshatim, they also have the Dik of L'chai Dum Yulameis. And the Isser is Dafka to buy Arim V'Tachrichim for a mace, but to buy clothing for a chai, that's mutter. In fact, Taiz Akasha, what do you mean? There's so many places in the Mishnayis and the Gemara in Kedushin that say, you're not allowed to do schar with Maisa Sheni. So what's the pshat that some places it says, you're not allowed to do schar with Maisa Sheni altogether, and here it says, you can't buy Arim V'Techrich, and for a mace, it sounds like for a chai, it's mutter. So Taiz says, Kama Mahalchim had to deal with this problem. One Mahalach is that L'nisatnu menu l'mace, and l'meis is also, but l'chai dumi l'meis is mutter, is dafka begadim. Dafka clothing, like arim v'tachrichim, I assume also furniture, or something, which the guf is going to use. Maisa sheni you could use to buy things which your guf is going to use, like clothing, like furniture. L'meis, that's aser. Arim v'tachrichim for a mace is aser. But l'chai dumi l'meis, clothing that you're going to use, something that you're going to use, that's mutter. What's the issa schayra? To buy, the Gemara's lashon is behema tmeya avadim in karkois. Things which aren't going to be mahana your guf. Something which is directly supporting your guf. Things you're going to use, but they're not tzarchei aguf like begadim. Ramam clearly puts begadim on the side that's not called tzarchei aguf. He's called makiyam aguf, the physical needs of the guf. Taisus in this pshat says it makes this chiluk. Sat min l'meis means I didn't go buy arim v'tachrichim for a mace, for the guf of the mace, so I could buy begadim v'chuli for the guf of the chai, but behem etmei avadim k'kayis, that's asur mideraisa. That's one mahalach. But the other mahalach of Taisus is that when sat min l'meis is dafka arim v'tachrichim for a mace, and any other schayr is mutter. So how do you answer the kasha that says kama places that schayr is asur? On Taisus, the three mahalchim, Lefidus mahalach, that l'nisat menu l'meis means dafka arim v'techichim for a mace, and any other schayr is mutter, had to answer it. The three mahalchim in the Taisus had to answer it. One is that all is schayr is derabanan. And whenever the Gemara brings the pasuk, it's an asmachta. But is schayr is derabanan. I mean, the Raisa, the only is schayr is to buy an arim v'techichim for a mace, l'nisat menu l'meis. That's one mahalach. Taisus says it's early in the Afayin Gilma Men Aleph. Another Mahalach HaTaisa says there, the Machlaik is Tanot. If you hold Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoya, like Rabbi Meir, then all Schayr is Aser. But this Drash of Nesat Menu L'meis, that only Arav Dechichim is Aser, and all Schayr is Mutter, is like Rabbi Huda that holds Maisa Sheni Mamun Hedit. If you darshan L'Nesat Menu L'meis, meaning for Arav Dechichim, and Taisa holds that means L'Chai it's Mutter, that goes like Rabbi Huda, Maisa Sheni Mamun Hedit, Schayr is Mutter, according to Rabbi Huda. And the Mishnayis that asked the Schayr, the all going to get Meir, Maisa Sheni, Mamun Gevaya. Rashi mentioned this also, and I in Gimel and Aleph, Vehein Nichse Kayin, Rashi mentions the Stam Mishner Amehi, the Amma Maisa Mamun Gevaya, who really can't buy Avadim Kakayis and Meir Mitmei and be Mekadish and Isha with it. That's the second Mahalach. The third Mahalach, Taisus says, and it's a Taisus in Avodah Zarah Samach Bezim and Beis, and it depends how you buy it. If your plan is to be mechal the Maisa Sheni on the commodity that you're buying, that's aser for anything but food. You're not allowed to go and buy something the Ma'aser Sheni with the intention that the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni should go off and be transferred to the thing you're buying. That's Asr. That's the Issa Schayer Hanameris B'chol Makai. Now, Sheinkin, that the Gemara says it's only Asr to buy an Arim V'techrichim, but L'chai Dumi L'meis, to buy clothing is Mutter, means when you want to leave the Ma'aser Sheni in its Kedusha. You want the Ma'aser Sheni to retain its Kedusha, B'yad HaLekech, and you'll just happen to have that thing the Lekech is giving you, the Behemah Avadim, Behemah Tmei Avadim and Karkais. But not that you want to Mechal the Ma'aser Sheni on the thing that you're buying. That's mutter. The only thing that's also would be Arim V'techrichim. Now, there's actually a fourth mahalach, which Taisus doesn't mention, but Rashi is mavur this mahalach. And the Taisus Shanim on that fine gimel points out that Rashi is mavur this mahalach. A parsha of Teretz. That l'nisati men l'meis, that it says that Arim V'techrichim are aser, and halachai dumi l'meis is mutter, is to a ma'aser sheni shenitma. Ma'aser sheni shenitma you can't use for achilas shtiya v'sicha. So mainly you could sell it for anything you want, except for Arim V'techrichim. Ma'ashenke in the Mishnayis that say that there's an Isser, Schayer with Ma'aser Sheni, that's talking about Torah Ma'aser Sheni. Rashi says that Mefurish right here on the Sugya. Rashi says, V'eimel in the Satim and Meis loy besicha kamar, elakachu misvada lekenisum and Arim V'techrichim lemeis, afilu kishenitma, v'lo yecholti lo eichloi. There, halachai dumi de Meis l'sati. Mean an afagav de Meis tohar lo nitin lachilish si v'sicha, but a nitma mutalachal lo lekenisum and ucholuk. That will be a fourth pshat on the tzad that you are medayik, l'chai dumi l'meis, how that stems with the Yisr. Let's chazer over everything we said about l'nisati v'menu l'meis. Again, Agamara has two mahalchim. One mahalch is talking about sicha. According to that mahalch, there's a chiddush that dafka sicha to a meis is aser, and l'chai that's pasha that it's aser because that's mevar v'menu b'tumah. But l'chai dumi l'meis is mutter, that ma'aser sheni shenitma is mutter, two for a chai to be sachin. Rashi says a chiddush is you don't say sicha kishtia, because Rashi seems told that midaraisa is din of sicha kishtia, and this is sicha by machalas asuris. We said according to Rishayim that sicha kishtia is derabanan. The chiddush is that it's not nichlal in the issa of lebiayatim menu betame. It's not issa in the same issa that you can't use it for firewood or for adlakas aner. That's one malach. The Gemara brings another malach which the Gemara seems to reject, to buy an Arim V'techrichim for a mace. Taisus points out that Arim V'techrichim Mahalach is actually a Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni that says it clearly. And the two Mahalachim had to understand that Taisus holds that both Nichol in the Pasuk, it means Sicha and Liknis L'Arim V'techrichim. And the Ramban says it's a Machlokes Tanaim. Does the Pasuk mean Sicha or does it mean Arim V'techrichim? And we said the Rambam also holds it's a Machlokes Tanaim. And L'maskani Paskins, it only means Arim V'techrichim. And it doesn't mean sicha, and l'daiti sicha is aser both by a chayim by a meis. Now, in understanding what the pasuk means that you're not allowed to buy arim v'techrichim, really three mahalchim had to understand it. One mahalch is the mahalch of the Rambam and the Ramban that it means you can't do any schayer with it at all. The Rambam, because the word l'meis means to use it for anything which is not a chilish si v'sicha, which is kiyam aguf. Anything else is called l'meis; it's called for something dead. According to Ramban, the Pasuk means to buy Arim V'techrichim, but it's just l'rebus and nokat. It's a chiddush. Even Arim V'techrichim, that's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to buy. Kol shekein any other tzarech, you're not allowed to use it for any type of schayra. And then it would stim with the Mishnayis and Ma'aser Sheni and the Gemara and Kedushin that you're not allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni for schayra. That's one mahalach on the Nesat of Emenu L'meis. Another mahalach is Taisus here in Ayin Gimel, which he explains more about Mitziyah Daf Nun Gimel. L'nisati menu l'meis means I can't use it for the physical tzrachim of the meis, arim v'techrichim, but I could use it for the physical tzrachim of the chai, clothing u'kadayma. And the issa schayer is when the schayer is not for the actual physical tzrachim, like behemoth tmeya, avadim, and karkois. Pointed out, l'nisati menu l'meis is not an entire issa schayer, but any schayer which is not going to be used physically by the person like begadim. Second mahalach in the drash of Arim V'techrichim. And the third mahalach of the drash of Arim V'techrichim is Arim V'techrichim mamish. That's the only iser. Any other schayer is mutter. It says all over schayer is aser. There are four terutzim. Either the iser schayer all over is derabanan. The raisa, the only iser is to buy Arim V'techrichim. But the iser schayer all over is according to Rabbi Meir, the ma'aser sheni mamon gevayahu. And the din that the whole iser is only Arim V'techrichim and nothing else is according to Rabbi Hu, the ma'aser sheni mamon head yidhu. Second malach, both of them in Taisus earlier daf ayin gimel. Third malach, Taisin avay desire daf samach beis, that when you want to be mechalad on the merchandise, then it's also no matter what you buy. But when you want to keep it b'kedusha, and the lekeich will keep it b'kedusha, so then you're allowed to buy anything except for arev d'achrich and lemeis. Third teretz. And the fourth teretz is Rashi, that ma'is sheni tahar, you can't do any schayer with it all. Ma'is sheni tamei, here you're allowed to do a schayer with the exception of arev d'achrich and lemeis. That's the sugya of an asatim and a lemeis.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.